What's happening, everyone? My name's Matt. I am SecureD, and welcome to episode 26 of the SecureD podcast. Today, Paul and Frank drop in, and we have a fun discussion about some of the things we think that are going to happen towards the back end of this year from a product point of view with some of our favorite brands. We also chat about Frank's recent trip to Japan, Paul's recent trip to Paris Fashion Week, and how he managed to break his brand new watch 2 days after buying it. Very Paul style. So, hope you enjoy this episode. Like always, please leave us some comments on all of the reasonable social media. And if you have any topics you want us to discuss in the future, please let us know with the hashtag SecureD Podcast or leave a comment on my Instagram and we'll be sure to give you some credit in the future. Honestly, I've slacked on that a little bit and I really need to get better at that. So we'll try and incorporate a couple for the next episode. But until then, I hope you enjoy this episode and we'll see you guys soon. Yeah, you might just need to be a little.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But scooch in on.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right.
I might just hold mine a little bit further down. You love it.
How about now?
Yeah, that's good. Cool. What's going on, boys? How you doing?
Good.
Thank you for driving down to Mitcham.
Yeah. Paul drove.
Paul drove.
Always drive.
Paul also has a giant tie-dye shirt on.
That's true.
I keep thinking tie-dye is coming back and then it doesn't. No. So I feel like it's pretty close now. Yeah. He needs to stop opening pop-up shops. People need to stop acting like they care about his Jordans too. But
the swoosh is backwards.
I hate that so much. I hate it so much.
He's only got one shoe that has a swoosh backwards, right?
Jordan 1.
Yeah, did he release a Jordan... How many Jordan 4s has he released?
Two so far, but there was a picture leaked the other day of a bunch of new shoes I think he had.
The khaki ones are like family and friends.
Yeah, okay.
Which that's probably the only good one.
You mean the one that looks like undefeated?
Yeah. I saw like a recent price on those. Like I went on StockX and I think they were like $12,000 or something. They weren't that hard to get.
No. And if they've got the case, they're even more.
Yeah.
I remember the
There's
first...
a case?
Yeah, there's like a case for them, like a kind of styrofoamy hard case thing.
Mm.
People were like really, really into that, like oiler blue one as well.
Oh, yeah. It's weird. Like sometimes I just can't pick which Jordan 1's going to be popular.
That's a Jordan 4, right?
So, yeah, true. Oh, yeah, the oiler blue one. But yeah, I have that problem with Jordans at the moment, but I think it's because I don't have the insight of what the volume is anymore. Like I used to know what the volume, I used to know... There was 20,000 pairs, 5,000 pairs, 100,000 pairs, 250,000 pairs. I don't know that anymore. And I think that sort of dictates that so much. But it's hard to tell.
But I don't care about the reverse swoosh. It's shit. But what I don't get is that it's an ugly colorway.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just poo brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if that was a GR release, nobody's going,
no,
yeah,
no one
that.
Would care.
Nah, no way. That's the one that sits on shelves.
Again,
it's the fly knit Jordans.
The Jordan Rookie of the Year was an ugly colorway, but everybody wanted those as well.
Yeah. Well, talking about Jordans... actually, we'll get into that later. Both of you have just been overseas. I went to Portsea for a day, so that's great.
Over at AC.
How was Paris Fashion Week, Paul?
Wait, did you go to Portsea? How middle class of you, sir? Did you play tennis?
No, I just sat around and had lunch.
Wow.
Yeah, I ain't got it. It wasn't supposed to be an elaborated on story. This is just how our lives are different.
Because for me, Portsea is like when I was younger, my family, we used to fix popcorn, like, trucks.
Yeah.
And once Random. A year, I'd have to go up to... I'd go up to Portsea, to their tennis club, and sell popcorn and fairy floss. So when I think of Portsea, I just think of rich white people playing tennis. And
yeah. Wearing all whites at the Portsea pub and the Portsea polo and everything else. Yeah. Yeah. So tell us about Paris, Paul. How was it?
Yeah, it was good. I was there for Fashion Week. I was shooting for a curated showroom and, yeah... Stuff like that. It was
alright. Just go to Paris, it's alright.
It's alright.
Just went there, took photos, bought dumb shit.
This is the fun part. What was the dumb shit, Paul?
What was the dumb shit? Oh, sorry.
What do I want to... It's not going to be the Louis Vuitton trunk all over again.
I bought a watch that was originally only available in Switzerland.
Yeah.
And then Bouchera, this jewellery house, they have a branch in Paris.
Yeah.
So they sent it down for me, and I had it for about 48 hours before I fucked it.
What do you mean?
But how?
There's motorized scooters in Paris, like, you know. So
My head is in my hands.
First, I was scared. I was riding on the scooter. I was like, oh, this is pretty easy. So then I started doing bunny hops.
You idiot, Paul.
Wait up.
Respectfully, I love you, but you don't weigh 65 kilos.
And he also had his camera gear on him.
Hey, I've always said, I'll lose weight if it's a problem. But nothing, it's never seemed to be a problem.
What happened to this watch?
Watch when you landed on it.
So what I was doing was, I don't know what they're for, but they're like in the Paris. There's like these
in the Paris.
in
the Paris.
Hottest girl in Kazakhstan. There's like these poles, and I don't know what they're for, but they're like only
just traffic's like to stop traffic going through. Right?
No, but they're
like yeah, like bollards,
but they're like really thin poles. Like they're like sticks that are stuck into the ground. But they're about maybe.
They're
three body lengths of hard.
They're okay. Really into slalom.
Yeah. So I used
it and it was snowing.
You fucking idiot, Paul.
So I was like hopping up and down, and then on one of the last, near the last bit, I clipped the scooter. Yeah, but I would have been fine, but it was because I had my camera in my backpack, and I had to pick one, which one I was going
to
say.
Okay, I don't want to know how much the watch costs, but how much is it going to fix? Cost to fix?
Oh, it costs about $800.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah,
the watch is not actually. I mean, comparatively, okay. it's on the lower end of
it's
the market.
Okay, it's bronze. It's bronze.
Yeah.
So it's.
So did you crack the face or dint it or what happened?
Well, yeah, I scratched like a side of it.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's been polished and they had to replace something, but I found out it's taken so long because then I found out the only way they fix it is if they send that part to Geneva, Geneva goes, yeah, it's legit, and then we'll send the spare part.
Oh my god, this is the most well-traveled watch of all time.
Yeah,
it's fucking stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
What really hurts is that I could have fixed it in Paris for 96 euros.
Oh, yeah.
You pay 10 times that to fix it here.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
Yeah, no. So I just...
Increasing your watch's cost by a fifth.
Yeah. And I bought a pair of shoes.
What did you buy?
I bought a pair of Fear of God Skylons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They
sat everywhere, but what it was is that when you're in Paris and it's Fashion Week, like, the ugliest shit that you see somehow works. Like, you're just sitting there and every day I was, like, in the showroom with the guys from Magic Stick.
Yeah.
And they've obviously got like a Nike plug of some kind. Yeah. They've done collabs. So now the boss of Magic Stick, he's wearing Fear of Gods every day. By about the third day, you're like, that's a pretty good shoe. And Taka, he's like the guy who's also in the showroom, he was wearing fucking these Skylons. And just every day I saw them walking by.
Yeah, and just like osmosis. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you work in a brand too.
Yeah, I saw Bape Uggs.
Oh, I've seen them.
And
yeah,
because the Bape guy was apparently was in Japan, and he's there.
That's funny. And fancy that. It's like the Aussie guy was in Australia. Like,
so he came to the showroom he made it look good. I was like, oh, that's a good looking shoe. I'd be like, wait, that's the Bape Ugg. That's an ugly shoe.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be. My mind's saying it's ugly. But
what's your wallet saying?
But my heart.
What's your wife say?
it's not bad.
That's true.
I've never owned a pair of Uggs in my life.
No.
Just like I've never owned Crocs, and I've owned like two pairs of Havaianas, which I've both lost. I wear Jordans to the beach. I don't get this whole like fringe footwear thing. My version of in-house shoes are a pair of shoes that don't get worn outside. there's no special slippers or anything.
I saw Jeff Staple, and the whole time I was speaking to him and looking at him, all I was thinking in my mind was, Him looking at me and going, did I ever tell you about the time I made a shoe and people going crazy in New York?
Yeah.
That's all you ever think about when you see Jeff Staple.
Jeff Staple, I just, like, people like Kors have built an aesthetic. He has a colorway. I just don't get it so much.
He's not really an artist, is he?
No, like, I wouldn't say so.
Dude.
Yeah.
Who kind of owned a shop.
Who had such a limited shoe that it's
well. What's his colorway? Is the grey the colorway, or is it grey? Sorry, is the grey and pink the colorway? Pink.
Yeah, grey, white, pink. Grey, white, pink. I'd say.
But he also uses black and pink.
So yeah, yeah.
I think just the pink is his colorway.
Yeah, right? No, well, that's mine. I'm Mr. Pink. But outside of that, I think.
And you've designed a shoe with no pink on it.
many times. There might be a pink one coming in suede, maybe. But I think inevitably with him, it kind of stuck. But I mean, for him, I was going to say, like, even all his collabs over the last decade, they've all been the same.
It's been a bite of his original.
And it's like, at least cause, like, I mean, yeah, the aesthetic is very similar and its character, you know, like, I was going to say theft, but yeah, look, I mean, Cause at least evolves. Staple, man. Like,
it's Stash that he's how about more easily compared to.
Yeah.
At least Stash tries sometimes.
Yeah, oh, and Stash has, like, and he had heaps of cool shit, like, and stuff, like, he did the Espo 2s and, like, all that sort of stuff, like, and then, oh, Steve, yeah, but, look, nonetheless, I think Stash is, I would measure Stash's artistic merit significantly higher.
How about Birdie? Birdie just puts Girls Don't Cry on everything.
Yeah.
You can sell it.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes with those things, I just don't get it, man, like, but otherwise, good trip?
Yeah, it was good.
Paris Fashion Week had a lot of weird shoes on the runway, man. Like, I follow all that stuff.
Yeah, I was at the undercover show.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
I was going to ask about them later. I think they're all ugly. But
yeah, oh, with, like, all the chunky backs?
Yeah.
That 720, when I was at the show, people were like, look at that. It's such a cool shoe. I was like,
ooh. Maybe controversial opinion, but I don't like the 720.
No, it's ugly shoe.
Yeah. To me, it's kind of a step back towards the MX Plus-y kind of aesthetic.
Yeah.
But I just, it's just not for me. Like, maybe we're all too old for it. I don't know. But, like, it's
720.
I mean, you got to run out of numbers at some point. Is it twice as big as the 360? I'm sure there's something. I haven't read it. Like,
the only thing I can think of is the fact that
there's no
outsole, so you're walking on the bubble.
That's pretty fucking cool, actually. I mean, it's about, they got to push the gimmick to the
point.
I know it was. Yeah.
It's the Nike Tubular. No, the 360
had an outsole, a rubber outsole.
Rubber outsole, but it also had that weird segment thing.
Yeah, it kind of had.
Whereas the 720 is basically a Tubular bubble.
Yeah. Funny thing about the 360 is I bought the two original colorways, and both of them just punctured within like a month, and like I didn't do anything dodgy.
That
like they just
an extremely uncomfortable shoe.
I think the Air Max 180 was the most uncomfortable I've ever had, like the updated, like the 360 version, not Air 180s or.
Yeah, yeah.
So funny story, when I was working for Nike, I was doing a promo at Chapel Street and the Jam Factory to promote the new Air Max range.
Right.
And it was 360s and 180s, and we had all these computers and desks, so you have to wheel the desks out, plug them in, do promo for people coming in and out of cinemas. Mm. They had like an ad before the movie, so like then I would talk to people. Those shoes were so uncomfortable, I was doing my promo in socks.
You know, the first time I went to Japan, I took a pair of those and I thought, these are going to be so comfortable.
Yeah.
360 Air, just straight pain.
Did you see that Nike boot with the tubes and like the water that they also...
Yeah.
I don't know how.
I don't know.
That shoe.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it's getting to the point where it's almost too much and we're going to look back on it in like 5 years and just go, we were all drunk. Like
Those Martine Rose's. The Monarchs were everywhere in Paris.
They are so ugly. Mm. Like, talk about a way to ruin a Monarch. Like, you go to do a collab on a Monarch, which is already, like, out of the ordinary, and you just inflate areas. It looks like the shoe's been... It looks like it's been put through a dryer.
It looks like it's not too big and it's been sewn on.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It looks horrible. It's a one-size-up shoe that's sewn on to... Or two-size-up.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
That being said, I did see this hot girl wear it, and I was like, that's cool.
Oh.
And she was hot, so...
Yeah. And Frank, you were in Japan for 3 weeks?
I was, just for a little holiday. Well, I usually go in January for Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah.
So I nerded out and went to the Tokyo Dome and sat in, like, row 6.
That's so good.
Yeah, watched Tanahashi win a belt.
Spoiler
alert.
Yeah. You dropped that way too late.
Ooh, are you kidding me? Tanahashi's all-time.
Yeah.
Super all-time. Yeah. So did that, pop my Goro's feathered cherry.
So you didn't just get them for Paul or line up for Paul?
No, he was like, get me a small arrow.
No, actually, I said, could you get me a chain so I could extend my chain? And the one thing that you could buy was the chain.
I was just way too in the moment.
Oh, that's good.
With my girlfriend. We both
Damn it, Frank.
My feather hangs to the left and hers hangs to the right, if you know what I mean.
That's
actually literal.
Yeah.
But, yeah, did that. Yeah, just kind of stuffed around.
Frank's is slowly being me.
Oh, cool.
Yes. like Mr.
No, he's sticking to the diet.
Yeah. Frank's like, oh, I don't need more than one watch. He's now buying multiple watches.
Well, I did buy another watch.
Oh, like, shit.
I'm never going to line up for Goro's, Paul.
No, I didn't say that. Yeah, it's not a quote.
It's well, like, I will never line up for anything. It's actually actually.
Oh, that's good. I got a new watch. Casio sent me the new stainless steel G-Shock. Yeah.
It kind of looks like the original one.
Yeah. And I shot a commercial for them last week, which will come out in a couple of weeks. So
what do you mean?
It's like the My G-Shock Stories. It's like an online web series commercial thing. So we shot it the other week. I think about 3 weeks ago now, actually. So yeah, it was pretty funny, like obviously customizing watches, but they don't want you to take them apart. So it's like this,
right?
Like they don't want you to take apart,
so
because then
you strap on it and that's it.
You know, I took the thing apart, but like we just didn't show any of me actually taking it apart, if that makes sense. So like you could take the face off. I think it was more about like the actual insides and like all that sort of stuff. So I don't mess around with all that.
G-Shocks, I saw the Sneaker Freaker G-Shock in Europe.
Oh yeah?
The snake one.
The spider one. Their packaging sucks compared to ours.
Oh, yeah. I think that was an Australian exclusive, that packaging.
Yeah. I thought it was a different color for some reason.
You know, I got the promo kit, right? Did I ever show you that?
The promo kit.
Oh, I got the promo kit. It's killer.
I didn't even get the Friends and Family Secret Freak book.
Oh, someone's selling one, though.
Yeah, I know.
Someone's selling a lot of
it. Yeah. So I think, where is that? That's somewhere. There it is up there.
He's secretly selling it as well.
$78. I think, like that whole runway thing, Li Ning and Balenciaga, and everyone's gone back to like, it's like chunky ACG now.
Yeah.
It's like a hybrid of the two. It's not just chunky anymore. It's like chunky over-teched. Yeah. Which is interesting. I don't know if I want to rock too much of that. Like, unless it's a Trainer 3 or something, or Air Trainer SC2, or I'm like, nah, that's not my jam.
I saw the Matthew Williams Nike Lab collaboration when I was... So, the Alex guy, so ALYX, he does the... He does that belt that looks like an industrial...
I'm not sure I know who that is.
Looks like a clip.
Yeah.
Plain belt, but more hardcore.
He did Lids collab in Paris that was... Everybody was about that life.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, on the Jordan bandwagon, I know you're going to bring this up at some point.
Son of bitches.
So Shattered Backboard 3, a.k.a. the customized Gatorades.
Okay,
pretty much.
Well, it got done a year ago.
Yeah, holy shit. It's like, and to be fair, we weren't the first person to paint them, but like, fuck me, I've seen a lot of that shoe painted. Yeah, I saw that today, and I thought of you immediately. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, that didn't...
didn't last long.
No. So, they're well within their right. All we're doing is painting the shoe and, like, all, you know...
To be fair, it was bound to happen because they'd gone from black toes...
Yeah.
...to, like, a UNC-type, like, reverse orange colorway. So there was only one iteration left for them to go. And this. So.
Yeah. Do you think it'll sell out or be popular? Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Sell out that'll be seconds. Popular. For sure.
Yeah, it's gone. That shoe is going to be like kids lining up, kids getting angry.
Do you know what they're kind of... Have they said anything about the release? Like, super limited or...
I don't know.
It's a shattered backboard, it will be,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I just... Lineups don't feel like they're as prominent at the moment. Like, which is kind of funny.
Because everything's all raffle now.
Yeah, everything's raffle. Yeah, I mean, you have to raffle though. Like, I've had this discussion with a lot of shop owners. I think you have to raffle because it just eliminates the violence and the ghost chairs and the everything else. So,
did you see the LeBron 16 Atmos, the Safari one?
Yeah.
That sold out.
By the way, Andrew Nguyen told me to tell you, you're not getting his LeBrons.
It's all right. I've got a pair.
Well, there goes that.
The moment you said you weren't giving me your pair, I was like, fine, I'll go get a pair. I'll have to pull a favor. Fine.
Oh no. Yeah, I think the raffles make sense. The only problem is now, like, most brands are getting their websites hacked.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So whether people are running down counter clocks or figuring out how to pay in back of house and all sorts of stuff, it's crazy. So raffles, and then raffles in Australia just for domestic can get up to like 15,000-18,000 entries.
Jesus.
So unless you've got a whole swag of pairs.
Did I say that I made a phone call and no, I didn't do that. I just, never mind. Never mind.
I mean,
no one was thinking about that, Paul. Just you. Everyone, it's you, Paul. Yeah. People let it slide.
Cool.
I mean, really, I guess a hybrid of the two is probably the safest thing. Like,
I think it's the safest.
To a raffle, like go get a ticket.
Yeah. That's like, what Japan does.
Almost like the feather lining up thing. You line up in the morning.
Yeah.
You get your number. If you get a number that's kind of low, you hang out.
Exactly.
Don't talk about the feather thing, Frank. Just.
Yeah, Paul doesn't have enough. How many do you have, Paul?
Oh, God.
I've in the double digits.
Blow up the spot, Frank, because I will blow up all your food spots.
No one has the patience. There's no way. Any white person in that line.
Frank, you of all people know that that's not true because there's a 2 kilometer line every day.
Yeah, but they're all Japanese dudes.
And Chinese dudes. But they get told to get out.
They get asked to be removed from the line.
Really?
Yeah.
So the white guys can stay?
Actually, they say, we'd like to invite you to leave the line, please.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they know they presume the Chinese people are there to resell.
Yes.
So they invite them to leave the line.
Wow. Imagine if that happened here.
Yeah.
Three quarters of the, actually seven, 9/10 of the line would have to leave.
But it's funny. Yeah, it's just... the Facebook forum thing is quite interesting because it's like, there's a lot of Chinese kids in there and they're like, I almost got there today, but I was invited to leave. And they were like, keep persevering, you'll get there one day.
Fuck this. Well, is he going to rock up with a mask on?
Pretty much.
Oh, man.
Passport. Because they actually check your passport in line.
Oh, my God.
Like, before you even go up to get a raffle ticket, they'll check your passport.
Wow. Okay.
And then they kind of partner you off or whatever, like, and they give you a little ticket with a 1 or 2 on it.
Yeah.
It's like super anal.
Yeah.
You get your number, there's 2 stamps on your wristband. It's nuts.
BAPE and BBC sales were like that when I went to Japan in, like, 2012.
Yeah.
Supreme now make kids wear Supreme to go
into Supreme. Well, I'll never own Supreme because I won't ever buy Supreme. So,
how do you buy Supreme if you don't have Supreme clothes?
Resell the money. Yeah. Yeah.
They don't give a shit if you're buying resell Supreme.
Yeah, no. Then your store looks unreal too.
Where
is it? Was it Milan?
I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, I think it was. I can't remember. I saw it like a week or two ago.
What, there's a Supreme Milan store?
Some new Supreme store, yeah.
Is that
Supreme? I don't care about
Supreme Italy?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Supreme Italy's not Supreme, though.
Oh, no, but they gave... I think they, like... Oh, really? Wait, what?
Oh, because that license thing...
Yeah, no, I think I should have researched this. I didn't think I was going to bring it up. But I did see something about a new Supreme store, and it looked cool, which is funny, because I usually hate Supreme.
Oh, no, that's the new Shibuya store, I think.
That's a little far from Milan.
Yeah. I think Shibuya still got reopened the other day.
Yeah, I'm totally wrong. It's in New York.
Or is it the New York one?
It's a new New York store. Yeah, I was totally wrong.
Did they redo the New York store? Like, put a second one up?
It was Supreme reportedly setting up a flagship store in Milan, and then the next story was the relocation in New York. That's why.
Oh, right. So it's moving from...
Yeah, and I see they're not doing the Samsung collab anymore. What a fucking PR nightmare that was.
That Samsung phone with the foldable thing is a stupid ass.
Isn't it like $2,500 as well or something?
$2,000 and it's double the size of your regular phone.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's 2.5 the size of your regular phone.
It's an iPad that folds over.
It's a tablet,
technically,
with the phone function.
Well, we're getting to the point where they want to make, like, essentially, like, you've got a foldable TV now, which rolls down. They want to be able to make wallpaper for shopping centres that interact with your phone and target market you when you walk down the corridor and stuff. So they don't want Paul, we don't want Paul to walk through Chadston. The kids won't be able to hang out, but...
The ads will crash the system.
Like, there's that guy that, is it MIT? They created a few years back one that was based on, you wear it like a necklace.
Mm.
And then you could like holographically project onto your arm or whatever. And like, say if I met you, it would like holographically project onto you that your name is Fabrice or whatever.
Oh, they've got, this is going down a black hole because this is what I watched at 1 a.m. when I can't sleep.
Right.
They've got the tech for like facial recognition, contact lenses and stuff now. It's about making this product commercial. That's why you don't see it in the market. It has to be at a point where people can afford it. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Scanning people.
No more losing people's names and age.
The
fucking
scanning machine at the airport still does not work.
Yeah.
Asians and people. Look, next time you're at the airport, look at the line that for the manual line.
Mm.
It's all dark skinned people.
Yeah, is it?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's racist. That's the worst. Super racial.
It works on my beard. Dude, that's super racial.
It works on the beard. Well, before we get off the Jordans, the band. Yeah. Do you like them?
They're not really supposed to be banned. They're supposed to be based on a car, aren't they?
Something like that,
Oh, really? Bullshit.
But now the marketing collateral is all banned.
Yeah.
Which car, dare I ask?
Ferrari. Some kind of Ferrari.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Banned story, as well as Michael Jordan's love for high-end Italian sports cars.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we flipped it around. But, I mean, even the collateral now has the X in it, which looks pretty cool. I don't know if kids care about that anymore. Like, I think band was cool for like us because we were at the end of that. Like, we caught it.
It's not that one is purely for fashion, isn't it? It's like it's all leather.
Yeah.
It's got a leather liner in it.
It's $175 US. Yeah. I like it though. I mean, you got to do something with the Jordan.
It creases like one. Crazy.
Of course it does.
Yeah, but that's good.
But everything we used to buy used to. Like, that's the whole point. That's why shoe decreases... You know why shoe decreases aren't a thing anymore? Because everyone's fucking flying in and leather's not real leather.
No, I'm not talking about, like you know, your regular run-of-the-mill creases. I mean, like bad Foot Locker Air Force One white creases, you know, like...
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, but, like, that was always the thing. Like, that was, like, that's because... And that's the difference. Like, when I started acetoning shoes in 2003, they used to go grey because they were leather. Now, you can acetone Air Force One for 3 hours and the thing will still be white.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it's not really going to make too much of a difference.
That's 2012 or something?
Even before that, I'd say 08, 09 was when they stopped doing it. Another one I wanted to bring up, because I think you quite like the shoe, Paul, but I fucking hate it, is the Fear of God, when they've released like this orange colour. I knew it. I knew. No, it doesn't. It looks like a stupid Lego shoe.
It does look like, it does look like the Lego Man.
You watch.
It's fucking horrible.
Paul, respectfully, that's not going to look good on you.
I am going to be wearing that if you watch.
You can wear it, but it ain't going to look good on you.
If you can get a pair.
I'll get a pair.
Oh, he'll just make a phone call, apparently.
Yeah, that's not good.
I just don't like the shoe. Like, I don't even see what's desirable about it. If it didn't have a swoosh on it, everyone would be making fun of that shoe.
Yeah, it's just, it looks like every other kind of, I mean, it doesn't look like a fat,
is there a swoosh on it?
Yeah. There.
Kind of
and when I say a swoosh on it, I typically mean brand as well. Like if that was a Skechers shoe, and it looked exactly the same.
Yeah, sure. But if it was a Skechers shoe and looked exactly the same, would people buy?
I don't know. People bought the Post Malone Crocs.
Well, did they?
Yeah, didn't they? They sold out, didn't they?
I don't know. Do people like Post Malone?
I don't, but yeah, I think people do. Well, his songs go to number one, so unless there's some giant conspiracy there.
Risky likes him. Shout out to Risky.
Nah, he's not my kind of music. But
did you like the Bape Ultra Boost?
No, I thought that looked really... I think the transition of the materials looked really poor with the print. I thought it looked really bad.
I got a pair and it was annoying because it's exactly the same.
Yeah, the pattern sides. Being exactly
the same. Oh, just reflected?
No.
It's literally just
the same pattern.
The same shoe.
Oh, no.
It's not even mirrored.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's like they did that when they faked my customs back in the day. Could only ever get one side off the internet, so they would just replicate it all the way across. Yeah.
It's a very, very, very lazy shoe that's super late.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I mean, beyond late. Like, oh, so often.
You would be able to tell me, can you paint the midsole white on the Ultra Boost?
People do it.
It's not going to work.
Like, it'll flake eventually, yes. Yeah.
I really hate that black midsole.
And the problem is, it's not like you're making a white midsole black, which might only take one or two coats of paint. Yeah. To go the reverse will take like 5 to 7 coats.
But
so
it's not black paint. It's not a black midsole. It's black paint, isn't it?
I've always just rejected doing midsole jobs because it's just the amount of work and then it potentially coming back to me and having to double up on it. I just like that's like right. I'm in a tax bracket where I'm losing way too much as a percentage of my art to justify having to spend 3 times.
But you don't pay tax.
Yes, I do, dickhead. Yeah, I was going to say, Paul, I need your accountant.
Don't listen, tax man.
My favorite thing today that I saw was that ad that Skechers put in the New York Times.
Oh, they went New York Times.
Yeah, I think it was the New York Times. It got on page 3. Oh, no, it was the New York Times, paid the whole page.
Does Nike own Skechers?
No, they don't.
But see, a Skechers, it's bagging Nike purely. But then, are they actually advertising a shoe with that?
No.
That's stupid.
I know.
That's like marketing 101 shit. Like,
I know.
That's a big slap.
But here's the thing, like...
But Skechers sells really a lot of shit.
But I'll say this.
Yeah, I know, but...
When would we ever talk about Skechers?
No.
It's like, that's... for what that ad wow. cost,
when even Britney if... Britney Spears was making those shakers. No.
Yeah,
and then they all got sued for that. Kim Kardashian wore them. Yeah, and they got sued because they were proved to actually be poor for your feet.
Yeah, that was, and your whole posture.
Yeah.
But your calves looked banging.
Yeah, but they cooked your back.
If you can't walk,
man, your butt cooks the back. You know, yeah.
I just thought, like, so Skechers obviously took that number two position from a unit sales point of view for a while. I think they've fallen off with Addy's, you know, reemergence over the last 2 years. But, fuck, I thought... Who throws shade like that anymore? It was so fantastic, particularly because Puma threw shade.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it. Puma Hoops did it, and they posted that wouldn't happen in the Pumas, which was the DeMarcus Cousins quote when KD's shoe came off.
Yeah.
And then like that's become like an ethos for the brand.
Right.
And then it got taken down because I think they were like, ah, oh, that's probably in poor taste. Yeah. Like, you know. And the Skechers were like, YOLO, taking a whole page of the newspaper.
I mean, look at their shoes. Like, they rip off
everyone.
Like, Boost and everything. They really, really don't care. They get as close to copyright as possible.
I think this is actually building credit for them. Like, I don't see how anyone who buys Skechers would be affected by this negatively. No. So it's not going to affect their consumer at all. Mm. If anything, it actually just makes everyone else talk about Skechers, even if it's for 2 days.
The eyes weren't there.
Yeah.
And they're a real normal person shoes. Like, my mum has them.
Yeah.
Like, my sister-in-law wears them.
Yeah.
And she wears, like, the fake Boost ones. And I'm like... Yeah, real boosters. I can get you real boosts for like the same price.
Yeah, yeah.
So, they won't hurt.
Yeah.
But people just wear them. Like, I kind of don't understand. Yeah, I don't
get. You know, there's more than 100 Skechers stores in Australia.
You see them, and they're all at the DFOs and stuff.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Chatty. Look at that Chatty store. The thing about a Skechers store that's always funny to me is they feel like they have more shoes on the wall than Platypus.
Yeah.
And it's one brand.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because they rip off every model.
I know.
Plus.
It's just nuts. Like, their SKU count's out of control.
That Zion shoe, it busted through the midsole.
It looks really weird. So remember it happened to Manu Ginobili as well?
Yeah, but his one, like, the stitching came off and it was, like, separated. But,
yeah.
But this guy, it's like, weird, kind
of, like busted through. The they put the actual picture of the blowout in the paper. it's a weird one. I don't think I've ever seen that happen to a basketball shoe in like game. That's really weird. There's got to be a massive defect just on that one pair. And the guy is just a monster.
Well, they think like if it's a sample that they might have just made the bottom just not correctly. It didn't cure it.
100%. 100% possible. Like, they don't make pre-production samples and PEs the same way as they make production footwear. So.
They're probably not stress testing him or anything like
that. Yeah, of course not. Especially not with a guy that has basically no parallel in the sport. The guy's disgustingly athletic and huge.
Yeah.
I read something about like him being like bigger than LeBron and weighing more than LeBron. And it's like, And it's like...
Nike shouldn't be giving him samples to wear on the court.
Yeah. No, but this is the thing. They don't. Nike makes shoes for Duke.
Yeah.
Right. And then Duke give him the shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But Nike have a deal with Duke. They're not allowed to have a deal with Duke.
Well done saying Duke properly. Everyone says Duke.
Do they?
Yeah. Jesus. But
E-props for the day,
Bob. I just...
That's because I went to a good high school.
It's only because I have a friend who follows them and gets angry at me every time I say Duke. I just thought that was such a boss move by Skechers. I thought it was hilarious.
It is interesting. I mean, if they keep pushing it, they could kind of... try and be those dirty rebels. I mean, they rip
around. Well, why not be a dirty rebel rather than like a dirty rip-off?
Yeah.
I think that's actually probably better.
So you think Adidas is like the number two selling shoe now? Selling shoe company?
Brand? Yeah, brand? Yeah, yeah.
Like,
do you think they live and die off Kanye still?
They're probably wanting to if you look at the amount of silhouettes that are coming out and the fact that the 350 is being made in like insane numbers now. Like, when the 350 is not selling out, you move on to the Wave Runner and all the other ones, and he's got these other silhouettes coming. I think Kanye is the... Good. He's the... Like, and when you look at it, everything after NMD, except for the young one, has bombed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the new shoes have bombed. And, like, that's not to say that they might not sell 50 pairs a week, but they're not selling 500 or 5,000. Yeah. So...
You got to think about if he left, what that would do to the brand. And that's kind of what
you
look at. And I think they would just...
And the Kardashians, like, they're all attached, right? Like, Kendall Jenner's in the new campaign that came out today. Yeah, yeah. So, like, you've got, like, the most...
base colours, like, full colour.
You've got, like, the most influential family in streetwear.
Kylie Jenner's sponsored by Puma, isn't she?
Nah, she left when she went to Addy. She went back to Addy. After all that drama, she did, like, the 2-3 campaigns for Puma and then went back to Addy.
What drama?
Like, Kanye saying she was betraying the family shit. Yeah.
Didn't he unfollow her and all that shit?
It's just some childish shit.
Yeah, well, surprise.
I know. I'm waiting for him to be on Rogan.
Let's be fair. If Michael Jordan was married to like someone like that, and think he would have unfollowed them, think, because Michael Jordan apparently is like the same. If you go see him or whatever, he'd make you take off your shoes if you aren't wearing Jordans.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's so many stories about him I can't say publicly that I've heard from people. Yeah. Yeah.
He just doesn't go on Twitter and tell you to fuck off.
No, he's just... But that's Kanye. He doesn't think like a normal person.
I saw a video of him, like, in Africa playing on a... Like,
I saw that.
Was, like, what was that about? Shit. Yeah. He's just Kanye-ing it up.
Yeah, but to answer your question, I think from the, like, the cool kid point of view, yeah, I think they'd be in trouble if he left.
They're kind of street.
Did you see that the next 350 is, like, region locked?
Yeah, I saw that.
And we got the best one.
We did. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, we got the best colorway
by far. But then I actually like some of the new silhouettes. Like, I don't own any Yeezys, but like some of those 700s and stuff.
Would you like to own a 700? Because Frank has one for sale.
No, they're gone.
Oh, did you manage to sell it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't mind them. I just like the shape. I don't think I'd support Kanye.
Those are the kind of see-through slash.
Yeah, I think there are. Cool. Oh, those are the 350s. Yeah, the
350s. Which ones are you talking about?
The newer silhouette, the Wave Runner 700. Yeah.
This one is the most comfortable out of
that all. One, I think, is ugly.
And it's the ugliest one.
But it's the most
besides from the boot.
Yeah.
The 500. Actually, I really like the boot. But yeah, the 500 is easily the most comfortable.
Yeah, I don't know.
No one talks about the 750. Everyone seems to love that shoe. Like, if you have a 750 or you wear it, people are like,
Is it 750? That was the original one with the big strap across. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that one's weird.
Duck boots that you've got.
Yeah, I have the duck boots.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the one where I saw the sketches in a proto mold that has the, like, really accentuated Chris Webber style midsole accentuations.
That looks fucking sick.
It kind of reminded me a little bit of, like, what Li Ming had just done and stuff. Right. Like, I'm waiting for that. I think that would be sick.
That's all 3M that the NBA said he wouldn't be able to, no one would play in.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, because I think it's all 3M. And then the NBA came out and said, like, if they put it on the court, they won't be able to get away with it.
Because of 3M?
Yeah.
Because I guess it'll fuck up all the NBA photos and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I read something that apparently, I don't know if this is true or not. It sounds bullshitty, but you can probably tell me. When they have the NBA photographers taking their photos in the NBA, apparently as they take their photos, it's like you can't see it in the in your vision, but the lights dim with the photographs. I can't imagine how that would be possible.
The house lights dim.
Yeah.
No.
It sounds ridiculous to me, but I read that somewhere.
But also, you don't want the house lights to dim.
No, that's what I thought.
You want light.
Yeah, I know.
The more light, the easier it is to...
I was like, maybe in the upper stands and stuff, that could make sense. But then I don't know why you wouldn't just have it dim the whole time.
No, because you just get a really trigger-happy person.
Who's like, ding, 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 and then blacks it out with like 2 seconds on the clock. Yeah, I thought that was stupid.
It's to no advantage.
No, I thought that was...
Like, you just want light. And sensors have so much ISO, like, leverage that... You can take a photo anyway. Like, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah, we've been going for 37 minutes already.
No, I'm looking to see if the mic is registering us. It just doesn't look like it's going.
Oh, it is. It's just not as loud as me.
Yeah.
Don't be jealous, Paul.
Yeah. This is the other one. Sakai. Is the Sakai stuff.
Yeah.
Look, Sakai and Undercover need to chill.
Yeah.
Like, I just...
But Undercover... I mean, Undercover
what do you mean? Sakai hasn't released...
Or maybe I've seen a bunch of stuff that I shouldn't have, which is probably likely, actually.
I mean, Undercover have the history. They're allowed to go crazy.
Mm.
Like, they're the grandfather of going fucking crazy.
So
they're absolutely allowed to.
And yeah.
Sometimes they hit, sometimes they miss.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of their collections, one piece or two pieces are really cool.
Yeah. You're going to put on that shoe now, and you're going to see it in person, and you're going to like it.
Not true.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you think... I think that Waffle Racer style aesthetic's going to come back.
You reckon those kind of more...
100%.
I'm not saying... I don't think you 100%. Like the blazer, but I think you like the Waffle Racer.
So what I wanted to finish it on was, like, I guess, you know, it's already March. We're already nearly... a quarter of the way through the year, like what some of the stuff that we think will happen by the end of the year, because it's always fun at the start to listen to it and then go, no, we were way wrong. But I think this waffle racer style trend will be on. I think classics are going to continue to be exceptionally strong because a lot of people are going to revolt against having 50 pairs of the same thing that's all super over the top. So it's not going to be for, like, and that's from a volume driving point of view.
Yeah.
But I think this sort of, you know, classic, whether it's the Blazer or the Waffle or, you know, I think...
So you think we're going back in time?
Yeah, like, I think we are.
Early 90s, late 80s, which is the Dad and the
Tech. I think so, because like we're that... back. The Dad and Chunky thing's definitely slowing down.
Yeah.
The ACG thing, you could say, is actually kind of connected to this aesthetic in a way as well. And if you look at runways, they're going over technical, Chunky over technical, but you see Nike already selling ACG to Subtype and all those and sort all of stores.
Stuff is
turning ACG towards stuff. That as well. Yeah, yeah. So I reckon, that whole like that era of like the original Pegasus and all that coming out again. And then Blazers, I think, are going to get a bit of a push.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I think it'll be interesting.
Did you like the Slam Jam Blazer with the one side's the regular swoosh, the other side's the reverse?
No, I hate anything with the reverse swoosh.
Is it reverse? No, it's upside down.
Yeah, I hated that too. That just to me is like you don't do it just for the sake of it. Like I just don't get the point. Like. But yeah, I think we're going to end up seeing, like, I think women's platforms are nearly dead, like the last two or three years, like even just from a height point of view, they've been huge.
Like, do you think early skate's coming back with the Blazer?
They're trying to. I mean, if you go to Platypus in the city, if you want to look at that as a commercial measure of what's potentially on trend, they have Globe and DC and Super and everything in there.
Yeah.
6 months ago, you would never see those brands in a Platypus store.
Yeah, right.
So you would argue that there's a possibility. There's been a few collabs even just in the last two or three weeks on, like, old skate silhouettes.
Yeah, right.
So you'd say, I think there's a battle at the moment, like, and it's up for grabs. Like, Jordan Brand is undoubtedly having a push again.
Yeah.
And then it just comes down to, like, you know, Nike SB didn't hit all home runs with the last wave of releases.
They really tried, though.
They really tried. All the diamonds, the lobsters, like, they really tried. They didn't hit all home runs. A lot of them are on eBay for, you know, retail or very close to retail.
Yeah.
The purple lobsters are
not lobsters, like the diamonds and stuff are, though. Yeah. The lobsters are sick. I've got two pairs of the red, like they're one of my favorites.
Yeah, I just wanted the pair of the purple.
See, I like the blue.
Yeah, the blue is sick. Yeah. And the original crate was amazing. The whole thing.
Do you wear the rubber band?
No.
They're just supposed to wear them until they break.
Nah, let's just defeat. I just think that's weird.
But if you don't wear the shoe for a week, then it's going to just crease the shit out of your shoe and you're going to look like a penis shoe. Going to make a knob shoe.
I actually think sneakers, just seeing what everyone was doing at Fashion Week, I think sneakers are going to have a downtrend.
Suit shoes?
And leather shoes are going to be...
Yeah, so that's the other thing on runway is a lot of high-end streetwear labels either fading or they're turning to classic men's leather boots. RME Williams-y kind of things. Yeah. And I just don't know if the everyday punter will buy like 5-7 pairs of boots, you know, like...
I own like 3 or 4 pairs of Clarks, I guess.
Yeah, but in comparison, like, you know...
Your mate's going crazy for Red Wings.
Yeah, but I felt like Red Wings had their wave like 2, 3, 4 years ago. Like, you know, it might still work, but I mean, is the kid who's spending $500 on Yeezys going to drop $750 on Red Wings?
No, he's not.
I think it's going to be like, you know, like back in the late 90s, kids were wearing Doc Martens.
Yeah, yeah. Docs are on. Like, Docs are having a bit of a moment for sure. Yeah, I think it's definitely going to go. And that's why I think it's just not going to be that easy home run that it's been for the last...
Well, that as a market is going to always be more of a classic
thing. That and every kid in his donkey is going to be wearing army vests. Like tactical vests.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot too. Tactical vests, ACG jackets.
Yeah.
Like, and I love that stuff. Brendan was going to be very excited. His whole wardrobe's going to be relevant. But yeah, I think inevitably it's going to head down that road. So I think like all the classics, whether it's, I think Vans has come off, Converse will continue to do well.
Yeah.
Whatever.
What do you mean by come off? You mean like Vans is on the downside or up?
I think if you looked at their unit sales of old schools today against 4 or 5 months ago, it would be much lower. Yep. Okay. On a weekly sell-through point of view and even monthly for a lot of the key accounts nationally. This is where it's very hard for me to talk about things because I see numbers.
Yeah.
I actually think Vans is probably going to go up.
Maybe if they can get something working that isn't an old school. Because the problem with an old school is people's mums now have old schools and like 10-year-olds have old schools. Like it got to, it's the superstar of 2-3 years ago. So once you hit the mum and child market, nukes the shoe. So, and the slip-on didn't work. They had a huge push on the slip-on.
Why is that okay for the Chuck Taylor, but not okay for everything
else?
Because
the Chuck Taylor has more of a history.
I think, here's the thing. So I used to, obviously I worked there. You would say that, if you asked 100 people to draw a shoe, at least 50 would just by accident draw a Chuck Taylor. Yep. It's just what a shoe is to everyone. It's different and it never really goes off trend. Whereas, you know, did you see old school on shelves 3 years ago? Not really. So it kind of caught on. And like superstars, you can go find a pair of superstars right now. It's impossible. Like those, they all come on and off. Like Reebok's doing it now. And I think...
It took Vans forever to kind of get a real strong foothold.
Yeah,
to be everywhere.
It was like 7 years ago and they started opening their retail doors and then it died and then it took another 4 or 5 years. Mm. So they tried to push the slip-ons, didn't really work.
So is that why like Puma's pushing new shoes instead of the Clyde?
Yep. Well, no, that was the 50th year of the Clyde.
Oh, yeah, but this year they're pushing more tech.
Yeah. And like what's working is like the RSX and stuff. Like
Is that the RSX?
Are
they going to bring back the disc?
Is it comfy?
I don't know. And, hell yeah, they're actually really good. I got two pairs. I love them. And there's some they're not that hard to find. So, that one I just got cause it's based on the Cause colorway.
Cause that's what they were giving influencers at, ComplexCon, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Marche really was painting them and stuff.
They did a really big push at ComplexCon.
Yeah. Huge.
Oh, really?
And then obviously all the NBA guys and that basketball stuff's doing well for them too. So sweet.
Has the NBA started playing with the Puma shoe yet?
Yeah, started at the start of the season.
The one that looks like for Clyde?
Yeah. Started at the start of the season. All the rookies were wearing it and then DeMarcus Cousins is wearing it. Terry Rozier.
I had those and I sold them.
I have them in a box in that room.
For everyone at home,
the prisms. It's the prism OG colorway, the disc. Yeah, I got them in there. I wore them yesterday.
But I had to get them in a 12, and it just didn't.
I had to buy them in Japan. Funnily enough,
what's up with you with your foot and shoes? They look weird.
Because I got a big ass foot, and I only like
shoes aren't designed to look good at 12, 13, 14.
So runners are only designed at a 9. If I wore Jordans and basketball shoes, I would look good. And your See, all the Jordans you wear look stupid on you. It looks like you're a little toddler wearing daddy's shoes.
But when you wear the silhouette, it's for you. No, but when you wear when you wear the 12s or the 13s? Yeah, the 12s, right?
Right.
The Flints.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look weird on you as well.
No.
Yeah.
They're supposed to look like a big moon boot, and they do.
Mm.
Especially because I keep them really loose, and that tongue's massive.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the last time I actually did up laces. I just go outside in on the top lace, so they just hang on the inside. Lacing shoes up.
Speaking of Flints, these are my original.
Oh my god, they are absolutely thrashed.
The shit out of them.
Yeah, I did a blog.
I painted them too.
Oh jeez, I did a blog post once about like my top 5 all time, and they were all GRs, but just shoes that had like amazing, like lifespans.
Yeah.
And I recently had to throw them all out because like they were just like horrendous. But one of my favorite blog posts, like. I gave this like pair of Mango Stabs like a whole page write up because they'd been to Thailand, Japan, like all these like it's just crazy.
I was cleaning my Air Max 90 Concords the other day.
Yeah.
And when I was wiping the midsole,
oh no,
the paint started coming off. Oh shit, it's yellow.
The urethane's all yellow.
Yeah.
I have to work out how to repaint these.
Oh no.
If only you knew someone.
Fancy that. all right, well, we'll leave it there because we're hitting our 40-50 minute limit. Thank you for coming around, boys. It was really that was a pretty low. I think I said it once or twice too, but like compared to what you usually do, that's way under our cap. Because as soon as I say don't do it, you say it 10 times in a row, and please don't do it because it's super cliche now.
Yeah, and
goodbye.
Okay, bye.